I'm not sure why this is, but we don't often hear about many Australian novelists here in the United States. Well, here's an opportunity to change that. Australia's leading literary prize recently announced its winner for 2009. The Miles Franklin Award recognizes the best literary portrayal of Australian life. This year, the winner is a novel called Breath by Tim Winton. Winton draws inspiration from the sea, in this case, surfing. Here's the author reading an excerpt from his book.
There was never any doubt about the primary thrill of surfing, the huge body rush we got flying down the line with the wind in our ears. We didn't know what endorphins were, but we quickly understood how narcotic the feeling was and how addictive it became. From day one, I was stoned from just watching. We talked about skill and courage and luck, we shared all that. And in time, we surfed to fool with death. But for me, there was still the outlaw feeling of doing something graceful, as if dancing on water was the best and bravest thing a man could do.
That's author Tim Winton reading from his novel Breath. Funny thing is, last year Winton himself didn't think the book would go down well.
The culture warriors of Australia, the people in the arts world, the commentators, I don't think anyone really believes that, you know, writing about surfing is proper business for a literary novelist. So there was some sort of cheeky pleasure for me to write a novel where there was surfing. And I guess I love writing about physical sensation. And I did enjoy the challenge of trying to write about something that most people don't get to experience. And at the same time, knowing that I had to satisfy those people who know what it's all about. And it goes back, I mean, in the English tradition, it goes back to, you know, Conrad and Stevenson, and they were really good at that. And then it obviously fell out of favour. Physical doings were for the oiks, and everything got a little more refined. And I don't think Australians have been immune to that either. I think the Americans still honour the physical world in a way that I've learnt from and been able to be suckered by that attitude to both regionalism and place, and also trying to dignify the physical world. You know, it's worth writing about.
Australian author Tim Winton's novel Breath has just come out in paperback here in the U.S.